Randolph County and from miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230. And 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you had a good weekend. On this Monday morning, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How you doing?
Very well. Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to have a chance to come here and say a few words and talk a little bit about what's going on in Randolph County and answer any questions there may be and that sort of thing. So it's nice to be here on a beautiful day today.
It is, definitely.
It looks like it's going to be an excellent week. With a little luck, a little later on, I was kind of hoping to get out and finish mowing off some of my pasture in that area down in there, mowing under some of those trees and cleaning it up before the end, before winter gets in here and we get into the holidays and that sort of thing. So it looks like I'm going to have a good week for that later on.
Right. This time of year, you got to take the weather when it's here.
Oh, absolutely. It won't be that much longer. We'll be talking about snow on the ground and I'm not ready for that just yet, but we'll get there with it and move on forward.
Exactly. Some of the things we cover today
I'll talk a little bit about the county road. We did finish that one. I'll talk about that right now on County Road 5, about I'd say a mile and a half north of Rockwood. That bridge was finished up last week, I think Thursday of last week. I had taken a look at it on Sunday a week ago from Sunday. And it was pretty well finished. They did have some striping and a few extra things. They did get that accomplished last week. That bridge was opened on Friday, or maybe it was Thursday evening, Friday morning on County Road 5. So that is complete. It was over Little Mill Creek. It's a very nice project. We were able to get in this fall, started in, I think, late August, if I remember correctly, and got it completed, and it really looks sharp. It's a good job. It's going to be a good facility for Randolph County, a good bridge for Randolph County for the next 50, 60 years, long past when I'm going to be worrying about them or dealing with them. In talking with the county engineer a little bit, we're going to move north up County Road 5. There is one other bridge. Everything else is box culverts or culverts or tiling or something like that under the road. There is one other bridge that is a little larger than the one over Little Mill Creek. And it actually has steel banisters on it. It was put there in the early to mid 60s, about the time that road was redone and rebuilt down there. And it has a steel structure underneath, and all the structure under it is in good shape, but it needs to be redecked. And so we're in the process of studying that one, and we'll have engineering studies and reports on it that have to be done. Obviously, it probably will not start until midsummer of next year. Mm-hmm. It just takes that long for it. But there is some funding available through some road money and motor fuel tax funding, and that looks like that will be the next project that we'll be doing. It's about a mile and a half north of the one we just did, or it's not too far, just a little south of what is County Farm Road on County Road 5, just a little south of County Farm Road. And so that will be the next one we'll take a look at. We'll take the decking off, put a new deck on it, and all the other necessary repairs to bring it up to new standards. So that one will come next year. And there's another one that we're taking a look at on the western side of the county, but that one's still in the study stages as well. And so we try to identify, you know, the bridges in the most order and the most need, as well as the road projects in the most order and the most need, and do the best we can with them. And as always, we put together our wish list every year, you know, submit them to the state of some of the projects we think are important, and we see what gets approved for us to do, and take it from that, and from that process. Because some of them, you know, some of them are fairly costly. Some of the resurfacing jobs are, and sometimes you just have to, you know, wait for your approvals because they require a considerable amount of state funding in order to do them, and so you have to get them approved in the order you can do. But that was one of the issues, and with that one, that finishes. Excuse me. That finishes up the road work for pretty well finishes up the road work, other than some, you know, there's some miscellaneous dirt work they're doing, but finishes up the road work for this year. And we're getting ready now for winter time and the salt and all that sort of stuff that will come along with winter.
Right. All right. I'll tell you what. We got a break here. Let's go ahead and get that in.
Sure.
And we will come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. It is 9:38. I'm Jeff again, talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and talking about some of the road work that's been going on. And
yes, and I would like to make a quick correction. I believe I had said County Road 5 and County Farm Road. That's not correct. County Road 5 doesn't intersect with County Farm Road. I meant to say the bridge is just south of County Road 5 and Murfreesboro Road. But sometimes when you're sitting there, the road names don't always come to you as you want to say them, and you have to, takes just a minute. And on break there, I thought to myself, no, I had the wrong road name. That is Murfreesboro Road that intersects County Road 5. Mm-hmm. And the bridge that we're talking about working on for next year is just south of that and north of the one we just finished. Okay, and something else we'll talk about. Friday, we had a board meeting Friday. As always, our next meeting is actually the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I forget the date off the top of my head, but it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and that will be the last one in this fiscal year. Then the next board meeting after that will be December 1. On Friday, we posted the preliminary budget for next year. Spent quite a bit of time working on that over the last several weeks, and we did get that posted. Now, on December 1st, which will be pretty much a full day there at the courthouse, the auditors will come in, will review the preliminary budget, make any necessary corrections. I know there's going to be a few. When I posted the preliminary, for example, I didn't have precise numbers for the funding for the IMRF retirement funds. I only had to estimate what I thought those would be, and I had to make a few other estimations, and we'll try to firm those up when we pass and adopt the final one on December 1st about 3:30 in the afternoon. At that time is typically when we adopt them, try to get it on the 1st of December. But we do have the preliminary up and posted, and we're moving forward towards it. In this fiscal year, we of course the real estate tax bills are out. We are going to attempt to get the first distribution of real estate taxes. And I remind everybody, and if you've heard me before, you hear me mention this, Randolph County sends out the bills, they collect the money, but the money, the real estate tax money that is collected is not for the county. It is for, a portion of it's for the county, but depending on where you live, it's going to be for, you know, the school districts and, you know, the cities or villages that you live in, et cetera, are also going to get distributions. And school districts typically are for, I'll talk about Sparta, for example, because I live in the Sparta school district, and I do not live inside the city limits of Sparta. Mm-hmm. I live in unincorporated area. So mine, if you look at my real estate tax bill, about 2/3 of it is the school, Sparta school district, and about 1/3 is everything else, right, which includes Randolph County, as well as ambulance district services, Baldwin Fire District, and SWCC in my particular area receives a portion of it. And there's a couple of others, I'm not, 708 Mental Health Board, and a couple of others I'm not necessarily thinking of. My portion of the real estate tax, my personal real estate tax bill, about 25% is Randolph County, 75% is everything else, the largest of everything else being, of course, the Sparta School District.
Right.
So anyway, when I said distributions, Randolph County collects the money, then they start making those distributions to those other taxing bodies, such as the school districts, villages, towns, cities, etc. So we hope to get the first distribution out here before about Thanksgiving, within about the next week, round numbers. And that will be the only one that goes out in the next in this fiscal year. The rest will be then distributed in our next fiscal year. So in planning the budget we'll collect, I'm estimating, approximately 70% of this year's taxes in next fiscal year, as well as hopefully next fiscal year's taxes as well, depending on when we can distribute those tax bills. So that's a process that we go through in the budget, and we're working towards it. And everything seems to be pretty much going, as scheduled, and knock on wood, it's going to get where we need it to be.
Right. I imagine that's kind of a time-consuming process.
Oh, it's very time-consuming. Excuse me. Very time-consuming, very detail-oriented. It takes a lot of detail, and I work on it very diligently, of course, with the auditors and another person from the treasurer's office that assists me, and we get through it. And then, of course, it consolidates and brings in information from all the office holders throughout the county, and the process of determining what's going to go into it. Mm-hmm. Another interesting part that's going to be taking place over the next fiscal year, we have had two, and we anticipate having probably another four to five, so altogether five, six, seven maybe, retirements out of the courthouse some have happened already, and within, say, towards next spring. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a number of people who are reaching retirement age and will be leaving, and that is going to give us an opportunity, and we're planning on this as time goes on, looking after the 1st of December and the new office holders take seat and everything, sitting down and having some discussions among the office holder group as to what we think staffing levels should be, how many positions would be replaced, changed, if anything needs to be reassigned, redone. From that point of view, I would not want to say this is what it should be. I think it should be a group effort and a group decision. But in the process of those decisions being made and working on those and what we're going to do with, associated with the retirements, obviously I'll be dealing with the financial end of that. And working on the budgets as they apply, not only salaries involved, there's payroll taxes involved, cost of health insurance, cost of work comp insurance, cost of IMRF. And right. It gets to be a very lengthy process as you work through those things. But that is something that is coming up that we'll be taking care of over the next fiscal year as we continue to work for our planning. But this is an opportunity to begin to plan and look at how we can be more efficient and how we can operate better and better serve the citizens and fulfill the duties that we're required to fulfill and do it in a more efficient and effective way. And of course, we always work on this process, but this becomes one of those time periods. This is going to be one of those fiscal years that we're going into where you're going to really put quite a bit more into it than you have in the last several fiscal years.
Right.
So that's something that's coming up that we will be working on over the course of the new fiscal year. There's always other issues that we work with. Of course, right. We're always working on economic development as well and what we can do in those lineups. And I guess I should mention COVID. and if anyone, you're following the news, it's up all over the state of Illinois. It's up in Randolph County as well. There's no doubt about that. It's at this point in time, it just seems like it's going to be very difficult to contain, if at all possible to contain. But there are a number, I think I saw the positive test or the new cases for Sunday, I believe, Saturday was the one. I haven't seen Sunday yet. Saturday was the one. They had 50 new cases in the county. So over 200 total right now going. So it's a tremendous amount of work on, tracking those and involvement in it. But obviously, we're working to do the best we can, as well as working with other businesses. And I know it involves the school districts and everybody else that you can think of through the area, right. And how it's going to affect and what we're going to do as a process, because we're still a little ways away from any vaccines. Actually, I think it just heard the news report during the break. It was that they're talking, maybe April for the vaccines. you know, we're still going to have to deal with that through another winter, it appears.
Right, right. All right, let's go ahead and take our next break here.
Sure.
We'll be back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak, and we'll be back right after this. And welcome back. About 4 minutes left in the program today. Again, we're talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder and talking about some of the things going on in the county. And
yes, before we had talked a little bit about the roads, and then I was talking about the budget and some of the operations. Other things that happened at the Randolph County Board is we did approve last year's audit from the fiscal year that ended November 30th, basically 1 year ago. That had been a little bit slow in coming in, but, you know, it's COVID, and with all the different things, everything seems to be a little behind.
Right.
But we did finally get the, you know, final audit in. I had a chance to review it completely. We did approve it at the meeting, so that closes out everything then. Is now complete from fiscal year ended November 30th, 2019, and we're ready for the fiscal year that's going to end here in a couple of weeks to move forward and preparing for that, as I had mentioned. And that'll all take place then on December 1st at our first board meeting of the new group. At the first board meeting of the new group, I will step back from being the chair of the county board and take my position as before as budget director, and continue forward with that. We'll put the new officers in, and that way everyone has an opportunity to serve and be a part of it, be a part of the process. And also I'd mentioned we had worked on some economic development. There hasn't been a tremendous amount going on this year. I mean, it's always something going on behind the scenes or different inquiries and different people that we work with. But with everything being virtual this year,
right,
it makes it more difficult. But I had been working with the Southwestern Illinois Bonding Commissions, and we've had several meetings on that we have bonding available, which is a term of financing, available for businesses, and there are inquiries in that, and that involves a number of Southern Illinois counties to the southwestern area, also working with our enterprise zone that you'd probably heard me mention numerous times on here. That is still up and running. It's just about ready to finish up its first year. We do have one project that is up and going because of it. There's been several others that have taken a look at different projects, but as I'd mentioned before, COVID has slowed right. all of this stuff. But coming into 21 and 22, I think all these things will begin to pick back up and gain steam and continue to move back forward again. So the activities will be picking up in the next, I'd say year and a half from now. And as we get back to a more normal, type of situation. So those are there and going. Same with the Randolph County Progress Committee, which we're involved in. You've probably heard me mention the national monument status that we had worked on with the Interior Department. And Chris Martin, who is the executive director of the Progress Committee, had put a tremendous amount of effort, and his group had put a tremendous amount of effort into the submittals that we did for the Department of the Interior. They look very nice, very quality project. We'll see how that goes forward. I don't know, maybe the change in administrations that may take place here in January may reassign priorities. We'll just have to see. Sometimes you have windows for good things to happen, and then sometimes there just is no window there, and you just have to kind of live through a period of time until you can get back to another period of opportunity. And so we'll see how that goes. But it's still out there. It's those things that we work on a regular basis. Dr. Kena, Commissioner, has been working with the Four-Lane Highway Commission. You don't hear a whole lot about that at this point in time. Once again, COVID related, but they are still out there. They are working. They had in the last budget for the state of Illinois, which, you know, they may have some, you know, midterm cuts in that, you know, towards the end of the year, but they had budgeted some money. Remains to be seen if they'll actually fund it, but they had budgeted some money for engineering studies on it. So they're getting more serious when they get the engineers out there to start actually studying what's going to happen. But particularly from, they're looking from Redbud to Waterloo, or I guess I should say Waterloo to Redbud, and they're looking at north of Murfreesboro, which is kind of out of our area, but it's still part and parcel what's going on north of Murfreesboro towards Virgins and some of those areas in there, which could very well see some activity over the next 5 years or so.
Right. All right. Well, it looks like we're out of time, but...
Well, thank you very much for being here. It's always nice to come and talk a little bit about what's going on.
All right. Thanks for being with us. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.